Thank you for calling
Aurora Counseling.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Lily. Hi, good morning. My name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. Am I speaking with Joyce?
Yes. Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
I don't think I'm very much further ahead than last month, but I'm happy to hear from you.
Thank you. Yes, I believe you usually speak with Tanya. I'm actually, my name is Lily. This is the first time I believe I'm speaking with you. Yes, Tanya is no longer with the company, unfortunately. So I did just want to follow up because I saw that she had a monthly follow up with you today. Is this still a good time?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The computer. I'm green for all of this.
No worries.
I'm relatively competent on the computer, but this stuff is beyond me. And we merged the Google accounts a few months ago, so I think I'm doing better. Should go to Local Splash. Is that where I should go?
To review your dashboard, you'll go to my.localsplash.com. Yeah, let me send you the login credentials here just a second. Okay. Do you by any chance recall the password that you selected for your dashboard, or should I regenerate a new one for you?
Let me see. It should be. I've got a brand new computer, and everything's not. And I'm starting from scratch because the old one was having problems. So let me see whether I've got my password. And the password is. You need the password to get in.
I was actually going to send you your login credentials, but it won't allow me to send you the password because you changed it, so I can't see it, in other words. I just want to make sure that you're able to log in.
Okay, I have id.localsplash.com. Is that where I should go?
No, actually, I believe that's for the app. You'll want to go to my.localsplash.com.
Okay, there we are. And there's my name and the patent. The computer knows it. Good.
Okay. Good.
But it's there. That was one of the... Okay, I'm on my... Okay. I am on... And I don't need chat. Okay, so I'm on my dashboard. And the 472 results that it shows is... That's like forever, right?
Yeah, that's for all. Actually, that's for the last 6 months. At the top right-hand corner, you have a little calendar option where you can click on that little calendar and select the time frame you'd like to see. So automatically, it's selected for the last 6 months. But you can, you can select the last 3 months, last 30 days, or last 7 days.
Okay, good. So we can start with the 6 months, which should show a lot of improvement.
Exactly.
And then, and where did I change that? There's a calendar, you said.
Yes.
Is that in settings under my account or?
No, it should actually be right on that same page. At top right hand corner, you should see a little. It's like a rectangle that says last 30 days. Do you see that by any chance?
Nope. Not seeing. Oh, yes, there it is. Yes, just below where I was looking. Right. Thank you.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, so I can just change that. Oh, exactly. Good. And I can do that anytime. That's going to get added to the things I'm not doing. Okay.
Okay. So, yes, reviewing the last 30 days since you spoke with Tanya, I do see 64 profile actions. Let's see.
What if I change it to 30 days, then I've had 71 results, and so local leads means somebody that actually contacted us.
Let me just double check that because I don't see that you have a call tracking number assigned. Usually that's where we could see the calls, unless they are website. Actually, that's your own website. Let me see what's going on here. Oh, okay. One second.
And I have, I'll take some advice on, I kept your landing page, and I need advice about what to do with that in general.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, so your website will also, the website we're promoting for you also has the option to receive leads through the contact form on your website.
Yeah. Yeah, people are doing that. They're using that.
Yes, exactly. So that's why when you select the last 30 days and use the local leads, that seven amount, that seven leads, if you click on the number seven, it'll take you to your website leads, which are the ones we can track because of the website.
Right. So,
yeah.
Hang on, I've got the last 30 days. How do I get? Oh, I see. So I've got leads, then I've got seven calls, SMS, website. So the website is what's coming through your through the landing page.
Correct. Yes, those are the leads that are coming in through the website. Because since we don't have a call tracking number assigned for you, since we're promoting your direct phone number, we can't keep track of the details as far as, you know, the exact amount of calls that you're getting. Yeah. But with the website, we can track the leads that come in through the website. So that's where you'll see in that area,
okay,
in that section. Mm-hmm.
So there were, and some of these are people who just use the old connection, but only one of them, only one of them. Okay. So I actually had six leads from local slash in the last 30 days.
Exactly. Yeah. The system will show them all in total, but yes, if you go through them, you'll see the new ones that came in. Absolutely.
So those, that would be somebody that's clicking directly on the landing page or on the website, my website itself.
Yes, exactly. So when they fill out that form, that means that they clicked into your website, right? So they opened up your website, but that could have happened from different ways. You know, for example, one of the most common ways is clicking on the website button on your Google profile. So that's really how they're going to get there most of the time. But if they happen to just, you know, type up your website or find it in the organic search results on Google, then either way, when they click into your website, if they want to fill out that contact form, it'll come through the system and you'll see it here. So it's because there's no call tracking number, we can't tell you exactly where they're finding your website. But yes, this means that they clicked into your website and filled out that form.
And what would be involved in having a tracking number?
So the way a call tracking number works, it's a different phone number that we promote, but when someone calls that number, the call will go directly to you. It's not being sent anywhere. It's just going directly to you, but that way we could see exactly where it's coming from, who's calling you. We can even record the calls and listen to them if you want to go back and listen to your calls. So it's really just about allowing us to assign a call tracking number, link it to your business line, and then, you know, promote that different phone number. So it really would be promoting a different phone number, but that would be the way to see the details of the calls that are coming in.
I see. Mm-hmm. And that would mean that my website and your landing page would all have the phone number that you're using to track.
Exactly, yeah. We would promote that
instead
phone number. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And at what point should I be looking at doing that? I mean, this is a phone number that I've had probably 20 years, so
right.
It would still work, but it wouldn't be the one that was out there.
Right, exactly. It would work the same way. You would still get the call directly to you, but yes, it is a different phone number. So it really would be up to you if you would like to promote that different line, because I know once you have a lot of history with the phone number. Sometimes our clients don't want to change it or, you know, promote a different one. But if you're comfortable with that, we can, you know, add it. And, of course, you can always remove it if you don't like the, you know, the way it works in the future. So it's really just a matter of you deciding if you'd like to try that feature.
And what's the fee for that?
There is no additional cost. It's included in what your package has. It's actually suggested by Google. More and more businesses are using it nowadays. So it is something that's included at no extra cost.
Because then you would know, you would be tracking those calls, and then I would be, what would that tell me about where they're coming from?
Mm-hmm. So in your dashboard, since we would be tracking those calls, it would also come up under leads. You would click on leads, and then you have the option to select what type of leads you want to see on the left-hand side. So for example,
right, I see that.
Yeah, exactly. So with these seven, these are all coming from the website, so you don't really have the option to click on the other tabs. But if they're calls, you'll be able to click on the calls tab, and then your calls will show up there, along with the recording and the details of who called, phone number, things like that.
Okay. And so these are even – so however – oh, these – if somebody texted to the website, it would still show up as website.
Exactly. Yeah. If somebody filled out their contact form, that would remain the same. Exactly.
Okay. Now, I've had people tell me that the contact, the email on my contact page has bounced back, didn't go through. Who should I talk to about that? That's not you, I think, but. That, you know, they've tried to contact us through the website, probably through my own website rather than the landing page, and it didn't go through. Whose job is that to fix?
Oh, let's see. Okay, so the website that we created is the only one I'm seeing on your account here. So, so when someone fills out that contact form, it's bouncing back? You're not getting the messages? I'm not sure if I understand.
I don't know whether it's the contact us from your landing page or from my website. You have Psychologist Aurora, psychologistaurora.com, and I'm auroracounseling.com.
I see. Okay, so auroracounseling.com we don't have as part of the account. That is your own website. Unfortunately, we can't log in and check that for you, the contact form. But I do see notes from Tanya here. It looks like that's, yeah, for your website. What I would do you know who created that website for you by any chance?
Yeah, that was Master Your Message. Is it the people who created it or the server people that I should talk to?
I believe it should be the server people.
The host.
The host, yeah. That should be okay. A simple fix, though. It should be a simple fix. But as far as the contact form on the website we created here for you, the psychologistaurora.com, I don't see any errors. It looks like those leads are coming in correctly, but I'll have that double-checked with our tech team here. But yeah, I see the last one that came in was just on the 11th. So it looks like it is working properly, but yeah, I'll have that checked either way. As far as for the, you know, the other website, I would suggest you contact the host so that they can, fix that issue.
Good. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll do that. And it looks like you've managed to dump the bad review I had, or at least I now have three good reviews. I have four reviews and none of them are terrible, so thank you for that.
Exactly, no problem. Yep, it looks like it was removed finally by Google, so that's very good news. That'll help you with your rating. Mm-hmm.
And then they were merging the Google profiles. I had, for whatever old reason, two Google profiles.
Yes.
And that got done. It had been done by the time I talked to. Oh, good. Now my website's off entirely. AuroraCounseling.com is not on. Maybe I have an extra L or something.
Let's see. Yeah, so far I'm only seeing
There it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just. They spelled it wrong. Okay.
No worries.
And I don't think this one has any reviews.
Let's see.
How does this look to you?
Actually, to me, I'm only finding one Google profile that's live for Aurora Counseling. It has seven reviews, so I'm only seeing one. It looks like it is fully merged. Mm-hmm. But I will double check.
How do I get to see that? Yeah, I think so. So if it's got 7 reviews and you've got 4, then it's got the bad one still on it. But that's okay. There's hopefully not at the top.
Let's just double
check. How do I get to my Google, to that Google page?
Let me go to the one with the 7 reviews.
Yes.
Oh, I just typed in the business name. So you would just type in your business name and then click on the maps tab just to see how many listings there is. So type in Aurora Counseling. Let me just do that. Aurora Counseling. And then go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm not saying that's, oh, no, I just said the wrong thing. I said, so I see the map, but I don't see when I type in Aurora Counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Just that 2 words, I get it. I come up on top, but that's probably because it's my computer. And I see my map, but places, but I don't see a Google listing. That was true last time too. And I used to see the Google listing.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at it right now. Let me see what's going on. Yeah, as soon as I type in Aurora Counseling, I see the listing on the right-hand side. But what you'll want to do is you see the options right under your search bar that say AI mode, and then it says all, and then images.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you'll click on the one that says maps. If you click on that one, any Google listings that are maps for your business will pop up there. I'm only seeing one. The one
right, I see the map. I see the map. And... okay, my name doesn't show, but the, yeah, there we are, Aurora Counseling. Oh, and somebody else's name is on it, who's not even here anymore.
Where do you see that?
When I pop up the map,
uh-huh.
Over on the left-hand side of the map, it shows Aurora Counseling, Laurentio Cesarian, which is somebody who used to be part of the clinic.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And who may still have it on his website, but
interesting. I'm not seeing that. I wonder if it's because of the way you're logged into the Google profile. Let's see. Let me see what I can find.
Am I logged into my Google profile?
Yeah, I'm seeing that you are. You are, yep, you're already logged in. But I don't see anyone else. Is there any way that you could take a screenshot or a picture of what you're seeing so I can address that? Because I'm not seeing that on your Google profile.
Sure. There we go. It has to be zoomed out some for that, but.
Yeah, it's okay. No problem.
Yeah. Oh. Including, let's show in there. I should do that, but I can't. Okay, and that'll be in desktop, and I send that to...
Yes, let's see, you can send that to, either our support email or a text message, whatever's easiest.
Okay, so sending it as an email to support?
Yes, support at Local Splash. Absolutely.
They've moved the send button. Okay, got it.
Okay, no worries. I see it here. Let's see. Oh, wait, did you already send? It looks like you did send that, right? Just a sec. No.
I just sent it, but let's...
There it is. I see it. Okay. So, let's see. Okay, so I'm looking at your screenshot here, and... Aurora Counseling. That's a sponsored ad. Okay.
That's
so
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
His website, his Google profile shows that address.
Oh, okay. I see. He's okay. Yeah, because what we're looking at, what's on your screenshot, those are sponsored ads. Those are paid ads with Google.
Right. I'm looking at the map. I didn't know whether you needed to be have those included, but just looking at the map.
Oh, okay.
So the first red dot on the left on the map is us.
Oh,
Aurora
I see what you mean.
And
okay.
Then, but it's got his name.
What you mean.
Turning up my name, or probably should turn up my name, or no name.
Interesting. Yeah, I've actually never seen that before, but that's...
And I just Googled his name, and I see that on his Google profile, which he may or may not be using, it says psychotherapist in Aurora, Ontario. It may be just old, and it gives this address. So I should probably talk to him.
Well, if that is in fact coming from your Google profile, we should be able to remove that on our end. Since we manage it, I don't think he even has access to your Google listing.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah. So,
but I don't think it's coming from mine. You please do check that out. But.
Yeah, I'll definitely investigate that to be sure of what that is and why it's there. And then if we have the option to remove it, of course, we'll definitely do that. So. I'll have that checked into, and then I should be able to follow up with you regarding that on, I want to say, Monday, latest. Okay?
I see. Mm-hmm. I see on his Psychology Today place, he has this as a practice location, too, so it's not a huge deal, but it probably should be my name.
Absolutely. Exactly. I agree. Yeah, we should be able to get that fixed. As long as it is, in fact, your Google profile that we have access to and are managing, we should definitely be able to do something about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And how do I see my Google profile?
You just have to type in the business name, but let me send you a link. But actually, you should just be able to go on Google and type in Aurora Counseling and then see it right away. You don't see the listing pop up on your screen on the right-hand side when you search that?
No, I have a big screen. I don't, the right-hand side of the screen is blank.
I see. Okay, let me go ahead and...
And I know it used to pop up the Google listing. And,
let me see. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and, I'm sorry, it'll just be 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you a link here. I'm just going to reply to the email you just sent me with this link. And once you click on it, it should take you directly there. Okay, it'll just be a second.
Thanks.
Uh-huh, no problem. And then it's also on your client dashboard. I can also show you how to get that.
May I interrupt just for 1 second? I have to take this call. I'll
of
be
course.
Right with you.
Yes, take your time. Thank you.
Hi, are we back?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry about that. There's bank stuff going on, sort of fraud. That was my husband, so thank you. I apologize. There we go. I've got it. And then I go, oh boy, that's a long link.
Yeah.
And I go there and I see my profile. Good. Thank you.
Yes, of course. And on your dashboard, you can also see it if you click on listings. That's probably going to be the easiest way. If you click on the listings tab, hang on one second here. Yes. So right under listings, it'll be the very first icon you see. It says Google Maps. And if you click on it, it'll also take you exact to the exact same place I just sent you the link.
Okay, I think I just closed the wrong window.
No worries.
Let's see. Here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, slash. Good. Got it. Okay, so if I go back up to listings.
Yes.
Okay, so how much trouble am I making for myself by having you use you're promoting me, and how much trouble am I making for myself by having the two websites, your page and then my actual website?
Well, I don't think it's affecting you in a negative way right now. I know there is a different website out there, but we have some clients that will also do that on their end. As long as there isn't any, conflicting information or in within local Slash, as long as we're not promoting two websites, it should be okay. If it ever becomes an issue where, Google is saying, well, this is why, she's not ranking or this is why her visibility is going down, and that's when we would tell you, we should really just promote one website. But right now, I wouldn't be worried because your visibility is actually improving. So I wouldn't, I wouldn't say take it down or anything like that, at least not yet.
Okay. So let me have a look at your website. Because part of the point in the other website is to be now promoting my therapist. And that's, we have separate about, okay, so we have multiple pages, but we don't have the other therapists on this website, on your Google, on your
mm-hmm.
page. Now that I have that originally because you, when we set this up, I can't remember the specifics, but whatever that last step was for the landing page, I don't think that was when you first started to advertise me, but when something happened, you could only promote your own templates. I think that's not true anymore.
Right.
So I guess I'm confused about having spent all of the money on the website to be featuring myself as now a group practice, and that's not what's being promoted. Is how much is that just a mistake? Or I think my thinking the last time was to keep it because it's been working. But I also don't want to be doing something stupid. And I think you guys told me that the domain name, because I think you guys bought that domain name, expires somewhere in the summer or something. I need advice here.
Okay, no worries. As far as the website that we created, if the domain that we have expires in the summer, then we can always renew it. It won't be a problem. We won't even charge you.
But should I, or should I? I mean, maybe keep keep it and but point it at my website. What's my advantage now in having the two websites, which is what I kind of decided to keep after I built this one and talked to you, because we were also caught up in getting the profiles linked, the two profiles cleaned up and into one.
Yeah.
So I don't, and I think you guys asked me, did I want to keep the landing page? And I think at that point I was just not making changes, but what's the smart thing to do if I now am a group practice and I have a website that's promoting the group practice, but that's not the one
that we have
that you're promoting?
Well, let me take a look at that. What was the domain for your website that you have on your end?
AuroraCounseling.com.
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
Which is the one that you were originally promoting, and then when landing pages came in, the Aurora Counseling is what you get on up in Google, or at least God knows I don't understand this stuff, so.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries. Let me see the website here. And you said it was AuroraCounseling.com, right?
Yeah, two L's, the Canadian spelling.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see.
I think part of the plan may have also been that you would update the psychologist Aurora to reflect the new website, but I don't know how that works either, so I was supposed to get back to you for that.
I see. No. Okay, so the website that you have on your end actually looks very, very good. What we can do... Well, I mean, we have options. We can go back to promoting just this one if you would prefer to promote this website. Or we can, with the website that we have created for you, it is a template type of site, but we can customize that to make it look almost identical to the one you have right now. So it's really a matter of what you would prefer to do. The only difference would be the domains, right? So if we're promoting your website, that's the one we would be promoting. We would no longer be doing the one we have on file, which is the psychologistaurora.com. We would replace that with your domain. Or if you would like, we can also have that rerouted. So our domain would be pointing towards your auroracounseling.com. So that means that anytime, someone goes onto our website, if they type in psychologistaurora.com, it'll automatically open up your website. So we can do that as well. It's really a matter of what you would like to see happen, and we should be able to do that.
Oh, that actually sounds that sounds good to me, because it doesn't. I mean, I don't know how people are. If I Google psychologist Aurora.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the
Aurora Counseling Center turns up first in places. Is that sponsored, or does that mean it's sponsored?
If you see anything under sponsored, those are paid ads. I believe Tanya spoke with you in the past about having a Google paid ad campaign where you see those sponsored ads. Those are the ones you see at the top. Yeah, those are paid ad campaigns. So you might have to just scroll down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. This doesn't say sponsored. It says... sponsored results is down lower. It says places. Does that mean sponsored?
No, that should just be the places with that name. So if there is anything sponsored, you'll just want to ignore it. But if you click on places, it should take you to any place.
Okay, so Aurora Counseling is at the top of that list. So we're doing something right. What happens if I type in therapist?
Yeah, you should see it come up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'm still second in places, so we're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
So I am open to advice in terms of, and then AuroraCounseling.com comes up down below, and it takes it to my website. and I'm not, I don't see the, I don't see the landing page. So, so I'm, you know, I'm happy with what's happening here, and I am open to advice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, I think that would probably be the best option, is to have that, our domain point towards yours, because then that way we don't have to make any changes on the Google profile, which will, you know, that could affect your ranking. So because we were just, you know, we're not changing the domain on the Google profile, simply doing a redirect, when somebody goes to that website, it'll take you to, it'll take them to your website. So I think that's the best option versus changing what website to promote, but it would be up to you. Your website looks very nice, and it does look optimized as well. So I would, in my opinion, yeah, I would suggest that we use yours, but it is entirely up to you. Like I said, we can, you know, customize ours to be nearly identical to what you have right now. So it would really just be a matter of what you would prefer.
So how are people now getting to the psychologist, Psychologist Aurora? Yes, I think that's what it is, psychologistaurora.com. How are they getting to that, to the landing page?
Yeah, they're getting to that through your Google profile, because with your Google profile...
Oh, because that's what you've got there, yeah.
Right, yeah. If they click on your website button on your Google profile, it'll take them to our website. That's why I suggested doing the redirect, because if they click on that button again with the redirect, it'll, instead of opening our page, it'll go to yours. It'll open yours automatically.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just bypass your landing page. You don't have a separate landing page anymore.
Exactly. It's It'll still exist. We can make it appear again if we remove the redirect, but that's right. So it wouldn't open up our site anymore. It would just go directly to yours anytime anybody types that website in.
Okay. Yeah. And is there an advantage to keeping the, I was surprised to see the Psychologist Aurora on the Google page, which I can't find, but it's on here somewhere. That's not what I need. Rather than auroracounseling.com, I didn't expect that. I'm sure that I approved whatever had to be decided, but would it, so then I have two URLs that are attached to the website. Is that smart?
Well, it's not a bad thing, because we're not changing the URL from the Google listing. We're just doing a redirect, so it won't affect you negatively. If you ever just want us to change the website, we can promote yours. It won't be a problem, but that would be considered a change on the Google listing, which is not something we really want to do right now, because we are seeing improvement.
Okay.
So I would suggest a redirect for now. Mm-hmm.
So, and at this point, you would just continue to renew that that domain,
mm-hmm.
as long as I've got the website. If we stopped using it, I could probably buy it from you and use it just to redirect, or it could still be redirecting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I think that sounds smart. Is this an appropriate time to be making that change? Given that I didn't look. But I think things are growing.
Yes.
And now if I look at the local splash listings, going to calls, if I looked at the last 3 months, the last 30 days, that's what we were looking at, isn't it?
Yes.
So the last 30 days, thanks for your patience with this.
No, of course.
I had 7 in the website, and in the last 3 months, there were 10. So,
mm-hmm.
so obviously I'm doing better.
Exactly.
And in the past 6 months, there were 22. So we were probably doing better before changing the profiles, slowed things down a little bit. Would that be your guess?
Well, actually, I believe it's improving it, because 22 locally, that's for the entire 6 months.
Right.
So, yeah, and if you look at the last 3 months, there's 10 But now, if you look at the last 30, there's seven. So
seven.
Yeah.
So we're going in the right direction.
Exactly. Yeah. I do think this is a good time to, I think it's a good time to do a redirect. It's not going to affect the optimization we're doing. So if you'd like to give that a try, we can do that. And then, of course,
sure.
with your monthly follow-up, we can review and see the progress we've made.
Good. And that's not going to affect the Google standing because it's not making a change in the Google.
Exactly. We're just doing a redirect so
okay.
that the domain will remain there. Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much. I
yeah.
think that's as much as I can compute today.
Okay.
I'm still no further to doing, to being organized enough to do, I mean, I know I need to start the ads if I'm going to do ads before. They take a while to build, but I'm nowhere near that, not any closer than I was the last time I talked to you guys. And Lily, I think you and I may have talked before Tanya. Somebody else left too, so you picked up maybe on that one too. But I appreciate your involvement, and I'll be very happy to talk to you again in a month or so if that works.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem. I will follow up with you in a month, and then I'll go ahead and request the redirect in the meantime. If there is anything that I need from you, I'll let you know no later than Monday. But either way, I'll still follow up with you on Monday regarding the name of, you know, the former employee on your Google listing. So, yeah, I'll get that started. And then I'll follow up with you on Monday regarding the changes, and we'll continue to follow up with you every month as well. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Is there anything I should be looking at? I mean, should I be checking the – I mean, I get the email from you guys when something comes through, and we get the texts, and a lot of these are texts. Is there anything I should be – kind of monitoring on a weekly basis?
No. If we actually take care of, you know, the account, we are always monitoring it and watching the activity. But the only thing that I would suggest is just maybe getting a new review here and there if you can. But other than that, there's
yeah.
not anything you need to watch weekly or anything like that.
Yes, because you got the bad reviews off of the... but you got them off the... Well, you've got them off your page, but I'm not sure they're off the Google review. So, okay, I will. We're not allowed to. We're not allowed to solicit, but I'll see if I can.
Yeah, of course, of course. I understand. Not a problem. It's just if you can get them. If you can, they definitely help. But other than that, we take care of everything on our end here.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Of
Thanks,
course.
Lily.
You're welcome. I appreciate your time. If you need anything else, just let me know. Otherwise, I'll follow up with you on Monday. Okay?
Great. Thanks very much, Lily.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.